The United States says nowhere was the disregard for human rights more blatant or horrible than Syria, where on April 21, 2013, the government dropped sarin gas on a suburb of Damascus. More than 1,400 Syrians died, including 426 children.
We know countries that deny human rights and human dignity challenge our interests as well as human interests.
The State Department reports also targeted other well-known human rights violators, like North Korea, slammed earlier this month by the United Nations for what's described as Nazi-like crimes. And despite ongoing negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program, Acting Assistant Secretary for Human Rights, Uzra Zeya, says problems remain there, too.
Torture, political imprisonment, executions in the absence of due process, which have gone up under this government, harassment of ethnic and religious minorities, limits on free expression.
In many places, the report said hopes for improvement were dashed by stubborn repression, like in China, where the government announced the end of its re-education camps, but cracked down on dissent on the internet, and on basic freedoms in Tibet, where 26 people set themselves on fire in protest. In Egypt, where hopes had risen with the Arab Spring, the State Department criticized the killings and torture that came with the military's continued crackdown on protesters. In Africa, officials noted grave concerns in South Sudan and in the Central African Republic, where Muslims and Christians engaged in a cycle of killings, disappearances, rape, and torture. There's also alarm at the rate of sexual violence and discrimination against gays and lesbians in places like Uganda and Russia, where new laws make harassment easier and more dangerous.
We join with many other nations in reaffirming our commitment to a world where speaking one's mind does not lead to prosecution, and where professing one's love does not lead to persecution. A world where practicing or changing one's faith does not lead to imprisonment.
The State Department reports even raised concerns about workers' rights, noting the garment factory fire in Bangladesh that killed more than 1,000 people. Despite documenting so much abuse and repression, U.S. officials insist there is still hope, pointing to people in places like Ukraine who took to the streets to stand up for change. As for places where standing up remains a challenge, like Venezuela, Secretary Kerry said those who struggle will not be alone.
The United States of America will continue to speak out without a hint of arrogance or apology on behalf of people who stand up for their universal rights.
The diplomat saying reports like these on human rights abuses will help ensure those responsible will be held accountable. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the State Department.